Damon Whitten joining us now here post game. You know, it's got to be very tough to come up here and talk to us after that one. But, you know, for two periods, I didn't think we played very badly at all. We just can't afford to make any mistakes against this team. It winds up in the back of our net.
Well, it's not tough. I mean, it's a hockey game, and, you know, we didn't measure up. We talked about this being a measuring stick game and where this team stands and what they've done the last few years with Mike Hastings at the helm, and we didn't measure up. You know, as you mentioned, Bill, we weren't far off. The first 12, 13 minutes, I thought we came out and really controlled play. We talked about wanting to have a good start, and we did that. We played in their zone. We were heavy on pucks, and we were manning up pretty well, and then we got away. You know, give them credit. They had a lot to do with that. You know, they skate extremely well, and then they win foot races. But I didn't think we measured up after that, and I thought pucks went in our net way too easy, both from a goaltending point of view, but also from a team structure point of view. Guys sacrificing blocking shots. You know, we saw that early in the year for a week or two where wrist shots from the blue line were getting into our net, and we've done a good job of shutting that down until tonight, and that was really the game. And even, you know, we come out 2-0, have a power play, have a chance to be right in it. Then I thought, you know, a bad goal, a soft goal goes in, and 3-0, and all of a sudden it starts to roll a little bit. So, you know, we need to be a heck of a lot better tomorrow, obviously, and they're a really good team. Give them credit.
Yeah, what do you do now? What do you you got a couple players. You could insert a couple guys. You got Jim Roll on this trip you could put in there. You got Matty Johnson. You could go back with Kossoff tomorrow between the pipes. Other than that.
Yeah, well, you make your adjustments, and it's up to an individual player to play better, you know, to go out and win your foot race and to win your 50-50 puck battle and to put pucks to good areas. You know, again, we talked pregame about their mobility, their decor, and, you know, I think that's a huge difference. They're difficult to forecheck, and then they're difficult to turn pucks over because they skate so well on the back end. You know, and they showed that tonight, but we'll watch film and we'll look at some things that we can obviously execute at a higher level, and maybe we can't play that we want to, the way we want to play because of their skating ability, and then we'll make those decisions. And certainly, you know, lineup wise, there's obviously changes will be coming that way.
Yeah, there were some goals that maybe you could find fault with the goaltending or with the defensive core tonight, but you know, this Max Kota kid, this freshman, he had 3 goals coming into the game tonight. He scores 3, he's got 6 now, he doubles his production. He scored 2 goals tonight that were pure eye-hand coordination. The second one, he batted right out of midair, about waist high, past Gordy in that second period. It had popped up off the goaltender. Midair, the kid knocks it in the net.
Yeah, and that's, you know, give them, again, credit. They created their puck luck. I thought they were more urgent to pucks. I thought they were more desperate to win pucks, and that's a hallmark of this team. You know, we were looking beforehand. I think they played 2 freshmen in their 12 forward groups, and you know, we know what we do. And then we look at our face-off circle, same thing. They've got more experience down the middle. And then so it is. It's a tough matchup. It's a learning curve for our young guys coming in here and playing this team. But they created their puck luck and we didn't.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. 8-0. That's a shellacking. It's our worst defeat of the season on the scoreboard. And now you just got to get ready to play again tomorrow night. Last we saw was 6 minutes remaining. Bemidji was ahead of Ferris State 2-1 there. It appears that they'll be tied after tonight for 4th place in the standings. So it's a tough time right now. Lakers got to get some wins. And again, the thing we talk about all the time, you and I, Damon, it's 29 goals total in the league this season. That going in tonight was 9 fewer than the team closest to us. And we get no goals to show for it, so we fall behind there, too. A goal production is the big problem.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of problems tonight beyond just that. But, you know, you have no chance to win a game if you can't score a goal. And, again, I thought we generated. We had, you know, 3 or 4 in all alone. And, you know, we're not able to bear down and bury it in there. And it's frustrating. And I think the tone of the game feels a lot different. If we do come out and I think it was – was it Nenendahl cut across, you know, 2-1, we make it 2-1, and, you know, all of a sudden you got a little life, a little energy, and a little push, but that continues to be a bugaboo for our team for sure.
Yeah, right off the bat tonight, the first chance of the game was Mitch Holtz tipped one right on from the slot, going up the wing. I thought in the first period we played really well. We wind up down 2-0. They scored 2 shots from the blue line that went through a maze of players and in our net.
Well, yeah, the first 13, 14 for sure. We totally controlled play, and I'm not sure if they had 1 or 2 shots through that 12, 13-minute segment there. And then we actually had a face-off in the offensive zone. They come down 200 feet and score a goal. You know, a bit of a seeing-eye puck. There was a couple of defensive breakdowns, stick on puck, and some of the things we do in our zone we didn't execute well. And you know, that's a difference. It's such a fine line when you play a team like this, and we weren't even close to where we needed to be.
All right, well, go work on it for tomorrow. Damon, thanks for joining us post game.
Thank you.
All right, Damon Whitten joining us here, the head coach of the Lakers.